Dr. David Lakey, commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services, was among officials who briefed city leaders from more than a dozen North Dallas County cities about aerial spraying. He says it's the next appropriate step in an escalating public health situation.
Right now, Texas has half the West Nile cases in the nation. Dallas County has half the cases in the state of Texas. So about a quarter of all the cases in the United States are in this county. And so this isn't business as usual.
Garland Mayor Ronald Jones agrees the war on mosquitoes needs to be stepped up.
Right now, my position is to recommend to go forward with aerial spraying, knowing that that's going to create a lot of negative comments. But I've got to consider life and the health of my citizens and everybody in the community.
Dr. Gene Richardson is a retired Dallas entomologist.
The long-term effects on human beings is totally unknown.
Richardson is against aerial spraying. He says, for one thing, it's ineffective.
Unless you kill 90% of the mosquitoes, within a week they'll be right back to the levels they were. So the main thing we need to do is stop breeding mosquitoes.
Richardson advocates aggressive larvicide, killing mosquitoes before they hatch. He says in addition to possible harm to humans, the pesticide used to kill mosquitoes also kills butterflies, ladybugs, and other insects. Health Services Commissioner David Lakey says spraying happens at night when mosquitoes are in the air and butterflies are not. So he says there's a degree of protection by location, leaves, and other foliage. As far as human risk,
I believe, CDC believes, that these chemicals are safe and effective.
Even before the meeting with Commissioner Lakey, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings was on board with aerial spraying.
When we have this many deaths and this many people that are sick and the sense of fear that is dialing up in the community, we need to take the safe and appropriate action, and I think this is it.
State officials say if an emergency is declared in a city, the mayor can make the decision to spray or not. BJ Austin, KERA News.